So excited, in studio with us, Christine St. Clair, two-time Olympic bronze medalist, Canadian women's team captain. How you doing?
It's a little early, I'm not going to lie.
All right. It's getting late for the rest of us, but that's okay. You know, it's a great
cause.
It's
almost nap time.
Great cause that you're here to help out with. I know something that's obviously very near and dear to your heart. Tomorrow is Burgers to Beat MS Day. $2 for every teen burger at A&W sold across the country. Go to Multiple Sclerosis, the Society in Canada. Now in its ninth year, the program has raised more than $9 million for the MS Society of Canada.
Today is Burgers to Beat MS
today.
Day.
That is right. That's today. So obviously, because you have grown up with this around you,
yes.
It's a no-doubter for you of what charity that you would lend yourself to.
Absolutely. Yeah, my mom was diagnosed with MS when she was pregnant with my brother some 36 years ago. So finally got to a point in my life, a point in my career where I think I've come to terms with this, and I just wanted to help.
And obviously, with the amount of money that's brought in, an opportunity to... You know, we had an interview with Brian Bickle a couple of weeks ago, and this has happened to him, and it is something that there's no age, there's no time. It's just all of a sudden, and now this is you, and we have to find a cure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many unanswered questions in terms of MS. Canada has the highest rate in the world, and yeah, I'd love to see no other families go through what my family has gone through, and... like you said, love to find a cure.
I called you Canada's greatest soccer player ever. What you have here is both ends of the spectrum. This is Dan Riccio. He hosts our soccer podcast. He knows everything about soccer that you need to know. I'm the opposite.
Debatable.
I'm not. Don't, when someone says something about that, just nod.
Okay.
I'm the opposite. I'm not a big time soccer fan.
Why not?
But because there's not enough of what you and the Canadian women's soccer team delivered. You got me. Right. That's what's needed for me to be a soccer fan. So I'm hooping and hollering when you guys are playing in the Olympics. And so for me right now, my soccer moments, my greatest soccer moments, you and the Canadian women's soccer team. That's a lot of pressure.
Oh, it's good pressure. I've been waiting my entire career for that. You know, when I first joined the national team, no one cared who we were or what we were doing. And it's good to see things have changed. And, you know, hopefully we've put soccer in Canada on the map.
Yeah, and last night it feels like it's grown a ton, right? Because last night you have 28,000 at BMO watching TFC. Earlier this summer, there was over 20,000 watching you guys put the boots to Costa Rica in 6-0. So it feels like the growth has been massive. And can you compare it to when you were earlier in your career and how much it has grown here in Canada?
No, you can't even compare. I mean, I think my first few years on the national team, we were playing in front of, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 fans at Swangard in BC, you know. But yeah, ever since, I'd say London, just life has changed. The face of women's soccer has changed in this country. And, you know, hopefully we get to host a men's World Cup. That's the next step, I'd say.
It's one thing to be a player of your talent level, but Canada doesn't win a bronze medal on one player. And you've been lucky enough to watch the sport and the Canadian national women's team grow around you, that you have been supplemented by amazing talent. Lucky enough that this is the era you've had a chance to play in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'd say London, it was just the group that had been on the team for 8-10 years together. We just fought for each other. But then in Rio, you saw players on the team that had watched those London Olympics and were inspired by that moment and wanted to play for Canada. So you've got your Jesse Flemings and Deanne Rose is now on the national team at such a young age. The future is so bright for this team.
You're having another strong year with Portland. I think you got 7 goals this year in the NWSL. How's the league progressing? I know you guys over there, you average over 16,000 fans a game. It's kind of awesome to see that kind of support. How's the league progressing? And do you see it expanding into Canada anytime soon?
Yeah, I mean, the league itself, I think, is in a good place. I think they have the right model this time around. Obviously, a couple professional mm-hmm. leagues in the U.S. have failed. But yeah, it seems to be in a good spot. And obviously, as a Canadian, I'd love to see it branch into Canada. I think, you know, for the women's game, for the young kids in Canada, that's the next step, to be able to watch professional soccer week in, week out. So maybe we can convince Toronto to get a team. That'd be nice.
Well, as a Canadian, we'd like to see you perform in one more Olympics. I know that you're probably taking it one year at a time, but since this has been such a good year, you're at least looking at as a possibility.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got World Cup and Olympics in me, and then we'll see about that. But yeah, as long as John still wants me around, I'll keep coming into camp.
It seems like the opportunities for ladies and young ladies are really growing. I mean, we saw Kadisha Buchanan and Ashley Lawrence play in the Women's Champions League final this year. Are opportunities in Europe becoming more viable? Is it growing, it seems, at a rapid pace across the world. Even the Women's Euro this year, seeing some of the scenes out of Holland was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think the game's in a good place right now. The professional leagues over in Europe are growing and getting better, you know, whether it's France, Sweden. England now has a very quality league, and then obviously in the U.S. But yeah, you saw some shock results over in the Euros, which, I mean, it just shows that the sport is growing. The teams that you had never heard of in terms of women's soccer 5 years ago are now winning European championships. So it's in a good place.
Yeah, and you guys are you're getting ready to play the U.S. later this year, and obviously the streak is something that's often talked about. Not beating them since 2001, we have a litany of matches that we remember quite well, but. This is another chance for you and the squad to inch closer to that number one ranking. Is that kind of the goal right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now the Americans rank number one in the world, and that's our goal in a couple of years. So to get there, we need to be able to beat them. And like you said, it's been a couple of years since we beat the Americans. And then obviously playing them in Vancouver, my hometown, I'd love to put on a show for those fans.
Christine St. Clair in studio with us. You're a kid. You played soccer, and when does it go from this is a lot of fun, I like playing soccer, to this could be a life?
I grew up playing all different sports, but I'd say the 99 Women's World Cup, it was hosted in the U.S., and I was fortunate to go watch a couple games, and I remember sitting there in the stands in the stadium that I play professionally in now, being like, this is what I want to do. I want to play in the next World Cup. So I did.
So where are we not watching you? What were the other sports that we might have seen you in that you loved that you probably still love?
Huge baseball fan. Wear number 12 because of Robbie. and then in high school, you know, basketball, ran track, ran cross country. You name it, I did it.
The squad is seemingly getting younger and younger, and there's more players coming through the ranks. How is Canada Soccer really helping out the younger women break through and continuing to find talent and develop this talent to keep supplementing the national squad?
Yeah, I think all the credit has to go to John and his staff. They've really created a pipeline within the national team from the youth levels to the full team. We're all playing the same formation. We're all playing the same style of soccer. So when these young kids get called into camp, they already know what they're doing. They already know the tactics that we use. And, yeah, John knows that, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, these kids are going to be the rocks of this team, and they need experience. You know, I'll never forget Evan Pellerud took a chance on a bunch of youngsters, mm-hmm. and you saw in the London Olympics, that was us peaking. So hopefully the same can be for these young kids.
Christine St. Clair in studio with us, and we're going to let her go out of the studio later. Special soccer-themed event coming up today, 11:30 until 12:30 at the A&W restaurant located at 8 Mercer Street. Everyone invited to score a goal against the great A&W Root Beer. For a minimum $2 donation to the MS Society of Canada, participants will have an opportunity to meet and take photos with Christine. The bronze medal game, the first bronze medal, I thought was a unique Canadian moment. I think we all felt like you got jobbed against the Americans, and you guys had to suck it up and go there and still get out there and try to win a medal. And you did, and I think as great a Canadian soccer moment as anything else, the circumstances that were involved.
Yeah, I think it's weird how it happened. I think had we have beaten the Americans, and then whatever happened in that gold medal game, no, I mean, yes, people would have cared, but it didn't have the same drama as feeling like you had the game against the Americans ripped away from you, and then somehow we've rebounded and beat France in a game that we shouldn't have won. It just sort of ripped at everyone's hearts. And yeah, it was kind of crazy to think back. And then 4 years later, we're standing back on the podium having gone through the exact same thing. It's weird how it all works.
How does the next couple of years work for the national squad and for you? I mean, you mentioned that you want to be in France in 2019 and competing with Canada in the World Cup. What does the next couple of years look like in the lead up to that?
Yeah, so right now we're all playing professionally. This is a pretty relaxed year in terms of national team activity, then a couple games against the Americans. And then in 2018, probably the fall, we have our World Cup qualifying, so that's when it really starts to ramp up. Because you can't win a World Cup if you're not in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
and
for sure.
The teams in CONCACAF are getting better, and it's becoming a lot more intense and a little bit more stressful just to qualify for these tournaments. So next year we'll ramp it up and make sure we're ready.
Certainly, Canada's national team is going to be lesser when you retire. What's coming up at your position? That's a very difficult spot to fill, to find another one like you.
Someone will break through that. Hopefully they don't want to be like me. They can be better. So, yeah, I mean, the team's in great hands. Whenever I decide to hang up those boots, I have no doubt.
Yeah.
It's great having you in studio.
Thank you. We're
so proud of what you've been able to do. I know that until we go, the goal against France, where the country just yells, we scream at that point, and I don't know if you can hear it on the field, an entire country just going off at one time. It's a seminal Canadian sports moment.
I was
really
too
is.
Busy like sobbing.
All right, one more time, an opportunity to see Christine today in a great soccer-themed event. You could score on the great A&W Root Beer for a minimum of $2. Again, today at 8 Mercer Street, the A&W restaurant, as $2 goes for every teen burger sold in this country today for Burgers to Beat MS. And we wish you the best on that and your future.
Thank you very much.
Christine St. Clair.